laughing with myself. That's the way I wanna be, laughing with myself. That's the brightest side of me.
Thought I pressed the button. Everyone, welcome to Laughing With Myself. I want to start this day. Oh, I should light it, but I have a candle, one of those Reiki charged energy candles, okay? There's a lot of cool spiritual shops in New York, and I always am drawn into them like a fly going into one of those lights that just get, bzzz, you know? But the candle, it said laughter. So obviously I have to buy it. And the quote here below says, "Let me see the brighter side of life. Let the joy of laughter enter my life every day, bringing happiness and healing to my heart." That's all I ask. A lot of laughs and good health and my family to be well and friends to be well and safe and healthy and good food and a lot of love. You know what I mean. All right. I want to share this. Some days, being alive, like the other morning, we wake up with energy of just feeling ugly. I'm not looking for a comp. I'm not looking for anyone to say, "Oh, Melissa, don't say that. You're so beautiful." No. Can I just be ugly today? Let me just be ugly. The other morning I woke up, I was like, "Man, I just feel ugly. I don't need to fix it." You don't need to fix it. Just sit in that ugly mud puddle and just sit in it. I don't need to solve it. You know? Sometimes those, I do, you know me, I do morning affirmations. Sometimes I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear, like, "I am beautiful. I am strong." Like, no, how about "I'm just a little pile of poop today"? How about I'm in the gutter. And I think sometimes those days, you don't need to just jump to "I'm beautiful." I think it should just be straight up like, I'm going to get there. I'll get there. I'll get to beauty. I'll get to feeling confident. I'll get there. Slowly but surely. You just need the steps to get there. Not just immediately, "I'm powerful." How about just, I have the power. It's going to take some moments, but it's there. Don't get me wrong. It's there. I think that you just need me to say that to you, you know? Like, I drew this drawing the other day, and first I wrote "gentle, be gentle." And it's like this guy all cut up and has spikes on his growing out of his body because he's just living so tough and rough and fighting. And he's holding a little dandelion that's floating away because everything just drifts away, you guys know. I wrote "gentle, be gentle," but it's like, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear, "Hey, be gentle." How about try to choose gentleness? Just try. So I whited that out and put "try to choose gentleness" because that's more like it. All right. Oh, yeah. I'm just a pile of poop. You don't need anyone to say, "You're just amazing." No, how about, "I'm just not," no, not always. Not always. Oh, sometimes, and I was doing this last night, this happens a lot when I feel very low. I'll just Google images of people I look up to that are just so confident in their coolness. And I just like stare at them like out and about with the coffee. You know, just walking across the street. Like, I've been lately just really digging Kristen Stewart. I think she's such a badass. And yeah, I was just like Google imaging Kristen Stewart out. Or you could put in any celebrity that you like them just out and about. And they're just walking cool in their shaggy clothes, you know. And I'm just like, that's it. That's the energy. You know, you guys know I love Steve Buscemi. I have the whole stand-up bit about him. But Yeah, I just want to see people in their realness walking around the street. I'm like, that's it. Man, and sometimes I'll be hours on my phone in bed just looking at people I admire and trying to just hold on to their confidence while I go to sleep. So it bleeds into my night and then the next day. Ugh. So, how do you guys compartmentalize feelings? This is something. I am a hard on my sleeve person. Oh, yeah. I'm wearing a cupcake, crocheted cupcake pin. I put it on my sweater. I didn't make it. I wish. I don't know how to do this. But I don't even know where I got it. But I thought it was cute. Matches today. I don't know how to compartmentalize feelings. What I mean by that is, let's say someone's mad at you, okay? Your sister, your best friend. I can't stop thinking about it. Dude, someone in the hall is being so loud. Jesus. Shut up, will you? And I can't focus on anything else until that one thing's solved. And I just can't give my all to something if I'm upset. It's really tough. You know when you're upset and hurt, do you ever just like think, I just want everyone to know I'm sad. They should be sad too. That's something I don't like about myself. I try to fix. Whatever. Whatever, be ugly today. So, I miss my Penny. She's with a lovely couple in LA I mentioned last podcast. They're taking care of her because it was only a 3-week run, but 3 weeks is long. But she's doing great. She's enjoying the sun. She's playing a lot with other doggies. She is in good hands. But I miss her little sounds. I'm noticing just nights alone in my bed and not hearing the little... Ah. She yawns like that. She goes... And her little, why do dogs do that? I love it. It's so comforting for me. That's what I miss right now. My Penny Tutu. And when she starts smelling like a Frito, bring it to me. But it'll be next week when I see her, and I can't wait to be in her arms at Christmas. So I know that there's that thing online, people in the news that you can't bring your doggy on planes or like emotional support dogs and they're going to crack down rules on it. Yes, my dog is emotional support. My therapist has her that for me. She was the one that said for me to get a doggy. And yes, Penny's changed my life. But anywho, if that's the case, I'm truly going to drive cross country. That was actually my plan last season. I wanted to, at the end of SNL, rent a Jeep with my dog and drive cross country, New York to LA, because I've never done that. I want to do that in my life and just make stops along the way and perform. I was planning just do like a little tiny bar tour or little weird shows across the country. I think that would be so awesome. So I think like I could definitely do that this summer and just plan like outdoor little venues, you know? Cause then and that's a time when I write a lot is when I'm seeing things and I'm moving around and just laughing at new things. Like that's gold, baby. And Penny and I would have a blast. Yeah, that's the plan. I'll film it. You know what Christmas song chaps my ass?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday be a dinner?
What does he say?
Did you know?
Hey, the bus didn't like it either.
That's your baby boy.
It's just so spooky It's just the tune. It's awful. I know it's religious. I know it's some folks think it. Who I want? There's someone out there that's like, that's my favorite Christmas song, bitch. I don't like it. It's also, I don't know, in my brain, I picture Mary and just some dude going, Mary, did you know? And she's just like, get away. Stop asking me that. Get away from me.
Did you know?
Oh, this dude. I like Celine Dion's Christmas album. But who let her sing Feliz Navidad? I mean, who allowed this? Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año Felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. It's heart. Heart. Not hot. Oh, I love Celine. I love Celine so much. I waited for that car to rev up its engine. Man, what is it? Why do people rev up their engines? It's definitely to show off who's boss, right? On the road. Not for me. Dolly's Christmas album is great. But she does sing Mary, Did You Know? But the
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now, I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Oh, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can't see. Somebody waits for you, kissing once for me.
My contact. I got an Instant Pot, everyone. My mom, my sister gave me it for my birthday. It's a thing, you know. A lot of people swear by it, and they go, I am obsessed with my Instant Pot. Don't be obsessed with that. It's fine. I need more practice, but I made beans. The first thing I made was beans. Look, they tasted a little dirty. I didn't rinse them, as my mom told me to do. Yeah, the steam freaked me out. I was like, what is this? It's like a giant train in here. Just, I ran in the other room. I was like, I cannot let this attack me. Yeah, I had a bowl of beans. This is something. I grew up with beans a lot in my life. Mexican. And I can tell when my body is lacking beans, like that iron. I could just tell. I think I asked my boyfriend, I was like, don't you just crave beans? Like someday you're like, oh, that's what's missing. He goes, no, I don't. I love them. Yeah. Yeah, I got the pinto beans. That's what's up. I have an advent calendar, guys. My sister also gave to me. My sister gives me a lot of sweet things, but it's massive. It's huge. Can I show it to you? You probably saw it on my Instagram already. I'm reusing material. Damn. What's funny about this advent calendar is look how huge it is. It's felt. It's felt. It's massive. It really makes me laugh and smile. Oh, wait, I didn't put up today's. What's today? I don't know. But, like, these, there's a lot of these, the day, what do you call this? Character? That are very detailed. Look at the Santa, look at this wreath. And then somewhere along the way, these makers were like, 24 days? This is a lot of little crafts I have to do. Forget it. And then they just full on were like, wait, where is it? Wait, this one. What the heck's this? Looks like people were saying it looks like a swimming pool or a drum. I think it might be a drum, but like that sucks. And there's these other ones. Oh, they're in my living room. Hold on. I didn't have this prepped. This! Look! Like nothing. That's how it came. This little snowman. Looked like he was on a fast train and all his clothes flew off and he's just freezing. Or now it's just his skeleton. Like this is what... He's gone. His soul is gone. And then this is like a bear with some little Santa hat, but... Pobrecitos. I don't know. But it really makes me giggle. Thanks, sis, if you're watching. Well, was there anything else I needed to share today? Let me look at my list. Okay, I have a question. Females, when I use public restrooms and there's a lot of stalls, there are some toilets that have some surprises. Do you see that when you exit? Are you so frightened by your own mess that you run out of there? You just bolt. You're like, that's so frightening. I have to run. And you leave the little pebbles in there. You leave the, you know what, too. Why would you do that? I've never done that. Unless there was a problem with the toilet. That thing was clogged. Obviously, well, that's up to the place to fix. But... I don't understand why. Sometimes it's just like a three little pebbles just hanging out like, wing, and they don't flush it. I'm like, you could have flushed that. Some days I'm nicer than others. Some days I will run into the stall and I go, oh, I gotta find another one. And I run out and get into a clean stall. But then there's some days I'm very generous and I'm just like happy to flush this down. Those are probably the days when I feel real ugly, just like, there, I'm one with them, and I'll go flush them down. This has been a good episode. Felt like it was therapeutic for me. I do need to talk to my therapist. But, anywho. Uh-oh, I gotta go fill out and go to the post office. I've been summoned for jury duty in L.A., and I'm in New York, and my mom, you know, sent overnight shipping of the jury duty. She's like, fill it out! So I think I need to mail it back and be excused. That'd be funny if I was on trial in a jury. My voice just, I think he's guilty. We can't have her on the jury. She's just jokes. Well, this has been lovely. I think that's it. I love you guys. Stay strong. Eat food. And it's okay if you feel ugly. I'm with you. Energy-wise, too. I'm not saying... I know I'm pretty. But sometimes I just want to be like, look at this mess. This is hilarious. All right, guys. Mwah.